This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News. I'm Lance Pry. President Biden delivers remarks this morning about building healthy communities and announcing new actions to advance environmental justice, according to their press release. Later this afternoon, Biden will leave the White House for Camp David. The abortion pill's fate is in the hands of the Supreme Court. The highest court in the land is expected to issue a ruling today.
The decision on the commonly used abortion pill should be ready before the end of the day, according to the High Court. It is set to come after the court extended a temporary stay on a Texas federal judge's ruling to halt production and distribution of mifepristone. Justice Samuel Alito issued the temporary stay on Wednesday, ensuring that mifepristone would remain widely available while the Supreme Court decides whether to grant a formal stay. The drug was originally approved by the FDA in 2000 and has been used by over 5 million women since. I'm Skip Kelly.
Russian state media is reporting a Russian warplane dropped ammunition onto the Russian city of Belgorod this morning. The incident left two women injured. The Russian Defense Ministry said that an Su-34 supersonic bomber was flying over the city when an emergency ejection of an air ordnance occurred. Belgorod is between Moscow and the Black Sea. The New York Post is reporting Attorney General Merrick Garland is the unnamed official whose sworn testimony before Congress is being challenged in a bombshell letter from an IRS whistleblower. Through his attorney, the whistleblower says they have evidence of a cover-up in the Hunter Biden criminal investigation. That investigation has stalled for years since evidence was first found on Hunter Biden's forfeited laptop. Attorney Mark Lytle on Fox News.
He's not coming here with a political agenda. He's been at the IRS for more than 10 years, and now he's a supervisory special agent. He's actually been trusted as an assistant special agent in charge in other cities and trusted with international investigations and working with other countries' tax enforcement.
This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
As more and more women are complaining of trans women competing in their sports, lawmakers passed a bipartisan bill to ban transgender women from participating in women's sports.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said the effort is about standing up for basic fairness.
We kept our promise. Last year we pledged if we had the opportunity to be in the majority, we would bring this bill forward. If we stand up for you, we'd stand up for Title IX. And that's exactly what we did.
The measure that passed along party lines would prohibit schools and other entities receiving federal funding from allowing biological males to compete in female athletics. While the bill passed the House Thursday, it will go nowhere in the Democratic-controlled Senate. And the White House has said President Biden would veto the measure. I'm Skip Kelly.
In a virtual Q&A session yesterday, Meta Chief Executive Officer Mark Zuckerberg told employees that he will not rule out future layoffs and said he doesn't expect the social media company to hire as quickly as it did before the layoffs. Zuckerberg told employees that about 4,000 employees, primarily in the company's tech divisions, were affected by the latest cuts. Whole Foods Market is planning to cut several hundred corporate jobs. The Amazon-owned grocer, which operates across 9 regions, now will have 6 regions, according to a memo. The company is adjusting structure of some corporate teams, resulting in staff cuts. Whole Foods did stress they are not closing any stores or facilities. A TGIF to you, my friend, and thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We got Dr. I'm going to give him a Ph.D. He's deserving of one. John Fleetwood. John is the managing editor for American Faith. Hey, you can have an honorary degree from Bill Martinez Live, okay? Is that all right?
Hey, that's going on my LinkedIn profile, Bill, for sure.
Today I did the walk in the Bill Martinez Live show, and I am a proud recipient of his assigned and certified and accredited PhD, accredited by the one and only. Why not?
I'm framing it, man. I'm you know, I was thinking about maybe putting that on the fridge, but I think that I'm going to frame it and put that on the wall.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, it's worthy of it. In fact, for another $125, we can, decoupage it or put it in a special frame and everything for you, that's what they offer. John Fleetwood, ladies and gentlemen, he has been so faithful to come on every Friday and as the managing editor for American Faith. John's responsibility are so many, but one in particular is that he is constantly searching the highways, byways, news entities, institutions, everything, for all these headlines and everything. And it reminds me, John, when I was in the Marine Corps and I was with the Joint Public Affairs Office at Camp Pendleton, California, is that was one of our jobs that we did, is that we were constantly cutting out, we called them paper dolls. We cut out headlines and assembled them in a book that was presented to the general, each morning of this is the latest news, this is what's going on. And it hit me. I go, gosh, that's right. Maybe that's why we get along so well, is that you remind me of my younger self, because, you do it electronically, but we had to do it in the old days. We had to cut it out with scissors and then paste it and, with Elmer's glue and all that good stuff. You don't even know about Elmer's glue, do you?
I know that. At least in school, I was using that a lot. Yeah, I'm out in California now, Bill. We've got a gala, an event. We're gonna have Charlie Kirk there.
Yes.
So I flew out of Tennessee, coming back to the land of the lost here in California.
Right.
And I was describing to my parents what I do, and that's exactly it, Bill. I mean, I open up, Newsweek and New York Times and MSNBC and ABC and then also all the non-mainstream stuff like Epoch Times and Breitbart and The Blade, and probably about 15 times a day I'll open up all of them, and I literally have this folder that I right click and it'll say, do you really want to open up all 42 tabs? And I click yes, I really want to open up all 42 tabs. I'd say 15 times I go through all of them and look for the spicy stuff that I know our audience wants to read. But it's fun. It's great.
Well, and you do such a great job, and I'm telling you, it's a go-to source, you know, for this show, and this is why, you know, we're happy to highlight American Faith twice a week. You know, we've got you on one end of the bookend, and of course, Phil Hotzenpiller on the other side on Mondays. So we got it surrounded to make sure that, hey, for the sake of truth, that it's out there. Speaking of which, I wanted to get your read on this in particular, because this is what people are talking about, especially this morning, John, is that, you know, now it's come out, and things that you and I talked about. I mean, when this came out a couple of years ago, when we had 51 former intelligence officials casting doubt on the Hunter Biden laptop story ahead of the 2020 presidential election, and now a former CIA official is testifying to the House Judiciary Committee. And it seems to me the backstory of this and why it's starting to come out is that this former CIA official may have gotten jilted. That he did this, you know, as a favor for Tony Blinken. And because of the success of this and the election of Joe Biden, the quid pro quo was Blinken gets this cherry job Secretary of State. And the CIA official was expecting a in-kind promotion in the Biden administration, and it didn't happen. So now all this backstory is coming out as to how this came about, and these 51 former intelligence officials, because, you know, it's been neglected by the mainstream media, they just took it as you know, whole cloth that, in fact, I mean, you hear you got these 51 intelligence officials, you know, coming up with this statement that it was Russian disinformation. And then now, you know, 2 years later, the media is asking and actually talking to them and going, did you actually see the Hunter, you know, Biden laptop? Did you check this out? Oh, no, we just signed the letter. You know, we were just asked to sign the letter because we hated Trump and we wanted Joe Biden to get elected president. I mean, talk about rigging the system. And, you know, and influencing, you know, in a sense, this is illegal, what they did. Not to mention the fact that the FBI themselves had their hands on the laptop, what, a year and a half before the election? And they just kept it hidden. And they caballed with the CIA to come up with this whole plan and tie in, you know, Mark Zuckerberg and the rest of the social media platforms, you know, Twitter, you know, Facebook, go right on down, Google, to make sure, because that was their ambition, to make sure that there was no way that Donald Trump was going to get reelected.
Yeah, to me, Bill, the thing that I go to is, like, I think about what's going on with Jack Teixeira, that 21-year-old yes. member of the Air Guard. Suspect, mm-hmm. suspected of, you know, leaking, you know, hundreds of top secret, you know, Pentagon documents over that gaming chat server. And they're charging him under the Espionage Act. And they found him so quickly, and they prosecuted him so quickly. But with Hunter Biden, it's like a slow train wreck because, you know, at least you have the wreckage, which would be in Hunter Biden's case, that you're actually going to prosecute him. But nothing big has happened yet. Like, we've known since the New York Post, you know, broke the story about the laptop, about the connections between Hunter Biden and Burisma, essentially enriching himself through Ukraine, sitting on an energy board. When this guy has no experience with energy.
And, I mean, and he even said, he admitted the same thing. They asked him, said, well, do you know anything about, no.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not like people on the right saying he knows nothing about it when actually he does. He's got like some degree in it or something. He's like you said, Bill, he said it himself.
Yeah.
So we've known about these connections. They're finding out that a lot of the Bidens, many of them have been enriched, receiving millions of dollars through China. But nothing's happening, and it's so frustrating when you see you've got this kid and he's, you know, sharing some documents that make the Biden administration look bad, and oh, they got him quick. And it's just
but who's in charge? See, you got to go back and consider this just a moment. You're exactly right. See, the difference is who is in charge of the investigation? It is someone that Joe Biden has handpicked and put in that position. he checkmated to make sure that he would have control of the narrative in much the same way as he did in Ukraine, right? He didn't have control of the prosecutor, but he knew how to get control of the prosecutor. He was holding out, $1 billion that was supposed to go to Ukraine. Says, you're not going to get that money unless you fire that intelligence, you fire that prosecutor who is going after my son, right?
Yeah, and he so, said it. He's on tape saying that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so he's done the same thing here. That's why Hunter Biden is getting away with all that he's getting away with, and Joe Biden is getting away with all that he's getting away with until it's no more. Stay with us. We have more coming.
Nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A+ rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with John Fleetwood from American Faith continues. John, wow, this is, there's so many moving pieces. And this is the thing about, that old axiom about the web of lies that are spun. And it all starts with one lie. And the thing about the Biden administration is it's so enmeshed in lies that they have no connection and understanding of what the truth is anymore. I said this the other day. The truth could hit them in the face and they couldn't discern it. Because they're so mired in all this cabal of lies. And we're just talking about this one part about the about the Hunter laptop reveal and the 51 former intelligence officials signing this letter that's kind of been the shield for Joe Biden and to protect Hunter Biden. But it goes deeper in this. I mean, you know, for somebody, I'll tell you, Joe Biden impresses me as someone, when it comes to being an intellect, not that impressive. But he's got people working with him that are covering his back, that have orchestrated and have have set up an infrastructure to protect Hunter Biden and himself and his family enterprise. Because to this day, just like I'd asked Miranda Devine 2 years ago when we first interviewed her about her book, The Laptop from Hell, I asked her specifically, and as I mentioned to you, I've got to pull out that question. You know, Brad's got it there in the archives. You can go back and hear it for yourself. And I asked her specifically, I said, what about taxes? There's no way that he paid his taxes on all this money. It's impossible. And even last night, I mentioned to you, Tucker Carlson had kind of glibly said, like, you know, this guy's going to really take care of his taxes. Somebody who forgets his crack pipe and his driver's license in a rental car, right? And not to mention a laptop with all this evidence, like he's going to be on top of his, of his taxes. Now, in all fairness, I will say this, Miranda Devine, and she was right, that there was some tax, implications. And I think there was a payment, something like $2 million or something, chump change compared to all the money that he had collected. But anyway, and that was covered supposedly by a friend, made the payment for him. And so I agree that was there, but there's still, it's just impossible for the kind of money that we're talking about. And now what we're finding out is you've got a whistleblower who is apolitical. This guy's been in the IRS for 10 years, former law enforcement. This guy's earnest about his job. I mean, he's so good that even other countries use this guy as a consultant. That's how good this guy is. And so what got him was the testimony of Merrick Garland, telling the Senate that, basically he either lied or has bad intel, bad information. In either way, like I told you, either he lied, which is a felony, or in the doctrine of the CIA of plausible deniability, he can claim he didn't know. And so the worst thing you can think of him is that he's got to be one of the most terrible managers that has ever sat in the seat of Attorney General for the United States of America. And just on that grounds, he should be impeached. The other, the other is that he'd go to jail. But like all the politicians and everybody around the Beltway, and especially in this cabal, the deep state that's all part and parcel of this whole thing, John, he's going to escape accountability.
Yeah, well, at least if there's going to be a wreck here because of all of this, I doubt that Biden, if he runs, that he'd get reelected in 2024. I was just reading in USA Today yesterday that there was a survey that the way that they say it is there's only 67% of Biden's 2020 supporters said they would support him again, upcoming in 2024. So that's going down. And actually, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is polling at 14%, which I was surprised.
Right, almost right out the gate. Right out the gate.
Yeah, he's got a big grassroots, support team, but that's significant. But I was still surprised, even though USA Today tries to angle it like, only 67% of Biden's 2020 supporters would support him again in 2024. But I'm thinking like, how are there 67? Even among his own supporters, you think like, cause I talk to people, Bill, people in my own family who are Democrats, they're sick of Biden. They want him out. And they voted for him. And even Bill, I'm seeing Harvard polls. This was from Breitbart, that Trump is actually leading Biden in a general matchup. Mm-hmm. So you've got Trump ahead of Biden. At least I think all of this is exposing to the American people that the Bidens, they got to get out. And I think they will.
Well, and the infrastructure within the Republican apparatchik has got to be serious about this in terms of protecting Trump and the interests of the country. If we are going to be, because all these other candidates that are coming, what are they doing? They're espousing, even Larry Elder. I mean, espousing the things that Donald Trump did. And here's an independent individual, and this is what's driving the deep state nuts, is because they can't control him. All they can do is bruise him up, tie him up with knuckleheads like Alvin Bragg and others, you know, the impeachers. I mean, you know, they talk about the deniers, but you got the Democratic impeachers. They want to do everything they can to retard the process and cost we the people unnecessary amounts of money, all in the interest because they didn't get their way and they didn't get the political outcome that they expected.
Yeah, for anybody on the right who's against Trump, I would use the same argument that the people on the right, the conservatives, were using against libertarians back when, like, Ron Paul was running. The people on the right would say, you know, don't vote for Ron Paul, don't push him. You're gonna split the party up, and then you're gonna split a ticket. I would use the same argument for anybody who's anti-Trump. Look, if you don't like the way he talks, who cares? We got to get a Republican in there, and look at his support, Bill. That's the thing. It's the B word, right. Base. Look at Trump's base. Look at a Trump rally compared to a DeSantis rally compared to a Larry Elder, you know, rally. As much as I love both of them, I'd love to see DeSantis as president. I'd love to see Larry Elder. But they don't have Trump's base. So just strategically, art of war, if you want a Republican in and you want to stop the globalist Democratic reign, you got to get behind Trump just strategically, in my opinion. Yeah.
Well, and the other thing, too, again, the people have been persuaded to this narrative about Donald Trump. You know, I wrote a commentary a couple of years ago. Who told you to hate Donald Trump? And it's the mainstream media. When you got 95% of what they report is negative purposely about Donald Trump, and anytime Donald Trump, you know, made the wrong step, I mean, could you imagine if Donald Trump would have fallen off the stairs at Air Force One? I mean, we'd still be seeing video of that. And, you know, in fact, I mentioned to our buddy Tennessee Bob, I said, my next picture is, we're going to see Air Force One, and there's going to be a chairlift on the side taking Joe Biden up to the airplane, right? And then somebody sent me the meme of him on a chairlift going up on Air Force One. I mean, I look at. We're all getting old. We all have I don't want to make fun of somebody who is ailing. But again, this is what the mainstream media does for us. Just like what they did with Gerald Ford when they made fun of Gerald Ford. You know, they took every advantage and held nothing back, and they protect their guy. But you know, with Joe Biden, you just can't protect him enough. There's not enough Jill Bidens around. And, you know, and then you got Joe Biden. He doesn't even know. He thinks he's brilliant. He just really thinks he knows what he's talking about. It's scary. Between him and John Fetterman, right?
Who's going to end? Oh, gosh. Oh, it's awful. He can't even read. It's sad. It's really sad what they're doing. Who's going to run then, Bill? Who would run on the Democrats? I wanted to ask you. Do you think Newsom, maybe? Yeah, they can't push Biden. Who are they going to push? AOC or?
Yeah, and Michelle has already said she's not in. See, this is what happened before. This is how we got Biden. Because first of all, you know, Bernie Sanders, they said, look, at the country's not ready for a socialist. You have hung on to that mantle to such a degree that it disqualifies you. So, hey, look, we'll take care of you. We'll support some of your causes, but you're not in. And so by elimination, it came up with Joe Biden. And so then they had to put an infrastructure in order to get him elected. And so now here we are all over again. So the default, you're probably right, is it's probably going to end up Newsom. I don't know. We'll see.
It's looking good.
Stay tuned. And thank you, John Fleetwood.
Water is one of our planet's most important resources. Yet people around the world struggle with access to safe drinking water. The IBM Sustainability Accelerator works to improve equitable access to safe drinking water for all, improve water quality by reducing pollution, increase water use efficiency, and reduce the number of people suffering from water scarcity. Organizations and initiatives pursuing these water management-focused goals can apply to the program between March 13 and the end of May 2023. Justina Nixon-Santil, IBM VP and Chief Impact Officer.
Water management for the world's most vulnerable communities is a tremendous challenge. Following our first two cohorts on sustainable agriculture and clean energy, we look forward to working with organizations with scalable technology solutions that support communities with water challenges, including shortages, pollution, or conservation.
Visit ibm.com/impact/initiative. This is sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. President Biden delivers remarks this morning about building healthy communities and announcing new actions to advance environmental justice, according to their press release. Later this afternoon, Biden will leave the White House for Camp David. Russian state media is reporting a Russian warplane dropped ammunition onto the Russian city of Belgorod this morning. The incident left two women injured. The Russian Defense Ministry said that an Su-34 supersonic bomber was flying over the city when an emergency ejection of an air ordnance occurred. Belgorod is between Moscow and the Black Sea. The New York Post is reporting Attorney General Merrick Garland is the unnamed official whose sworn testimony before Congress is being challenged in a bombshell letter from an IRS whistleblower. Through his attorney, the whistleblower says they have evidence of a cover-up in the Hunter Biden criminal investigation. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're going to be joining up with my good friend Jeff Cruer, yes, the Cajun Crusher, and his show, as we do from time to time, and bringing our respective audiences together to have a conversation. He's got a great commentary that he just released. But meanwhile, it's out there. I think this cover-up of the Hunter Biden laptop story is gaining legs. It's not going away soon. And we are... you know, we're hearing more and more of this cabal and this setup, this infrastructure that was established and has been surrounding this whole Hunter Biden story, starting with the 51 former intelligence officials that now seem not too intelligent in signing off on a letter that Tony Blinken had put into motion. And, you know, and another operative, CIA operative, in hopes of, you know, getting elevated in the Joe Biden administration. That didn't happen. But all this is coming out. And he said that, in fact, it was wink and blinkin', as they say. It was Tony Blinken that put this into motion. And so now we're dealing with, you know, with the truth as it's coming out, because that's the thing about the truth is that just astounds liars is they, you know, as long as they can get away with it. And of course, they've been getting away with it for quite a while. And so the longer it gets, you know, the richer it becomes. It kind of ages in a way, in a way that it kind of smells. I get that. But it doesn't necessarily age well. And it's not necessarily aging well for this administration, you know, Joe Biden et al. And everybody associated with it, because I'll tell you, this is where we are right now. I hate to use the T word, but it's almost becoming treasonous.
Bill Martinez,
you can hear
the
right now.
Program with his, and let's see if we can connect with our friend.
Hey, you can hear his voice, as dulcet as it is, as always, the one and only Jeff Cruer. Hey, my friend, how are you?
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you, sir.
Well, you asked the question, you know, what is America's biggest problem? You know, Dems, they want to say it's climate change. And, you know, we ask, okay, the proof is, and they say, well, what about our southern border? Lots of proof there, but, you know, we don't want to talk about that. What about Ukraine, where these recent leaks tells us that the Biden administration has been lying to us? So what's new? Okay, so let's go back to the first question you asked. What is America's biggest problem, Jeff?
Well, I've been doing a poll on my website, crewair.net, and I put in there climate change because that's what we hear from the Democrats all the time, that is mm-hmm. our number one problem, and that was last at 1%. Mm-hmm. Number one on the poll was election integrity, followed by the weaponization of justice and then the open border. So at least among the people that listen and watch and read, that is they're in top three, and among Democrats and rhinos and everyone else on the left, it seems like climate change is their top problem, and that came in last on our
exactly.
List.
Were you as disappointed as I was regarding the outcome of the Fox Dominion lawsuit?
Yeah,
I thought 768 million. Wouldn't it have been nice to put 768 million into finding out what actually happened? How did Joe Biden get elected president?
I thought it was all about them trying to save their personalities from taking the stand and Rupert Murdoch. I mean, the whole thing has been a debacle for them because it exposed their text messages and how they really felt about Donald Trump and the whole issue of election integrity. And I guess they wanted to cut their losses and just prevent it from going any further. But I think it's an obscene amount of money. And Dominion is now going to be emboldened in these other lawsuits, and Smartmatic is going to be emboldened.
Exactly. Their number was twice as much, right? It was over $2.6 million is what they're going for. And then you've got and Murdoch, the senior, has got to be telling his son, shut up. You don't need to be talking about how much money we've got. You know, he was bragging that they had $4 billion in their war chest. Well, you know, hey, guess what? The judges hear that. People see that. And then they go, well, you know, $2 billion, $2.6 billion, $3/4 billion. No big whoop. Man, that's penny loafer money, you know, for Fox News. So, I mean, they're just setting themselves up. But the deal is, you know, going back to what you said earlier, Jeff, is there's discovery. You know, we hear all about the discovery of Fox, you know, these emails from, you know, Tucker Carlson and, you know, Hannity and all this other stuff going on. Where's the emails from Dominion?
Right.
Where's the exculpatory evidence that supports their cause? Because what I remember clearly was when they were in the Senate hearing, the CEO of Dominion, he didn't even, you know, he said there's no way that those machines could connect with the Internet. And then the question was, what about this little black box? It looks like a modem. You know? So what?
Well, you know, in the discovery part, I mean, Fox did uncover statements made by Dominion officials raising questions about their own machines. So that was certainly part of what they discovered. Dominion officials raising the concerns about their machines. And I have all kinds of problems with the Dominion machines, which is why I was part of a group to try to stop our Secretary of State from buying $100 million more of Dominion machines right here in Louisiana. And we were able to do that. Because a lot of people have concerns, and there was a poll we just talked about, Bill. 60% of Americans still believe that there were problems in the last election, that we didn't have fair elections. So, no matter how much they give a Dominion, no matter how much the media says it, the American people still have a belief that something's wrong with our election.
Yeah, and Joe Biden is thus illegitimate. And then, of course, add on top of it, you know, the cover up, all this stuff, the Biden family business, you know, the quid pro quo, you know, the sellout of our country, you know, for influence and insider information. This is unbelievable. And then what it comes down to regarding the election, basically, and, you know, we were having this conversation with Dr. John Zemerick from The Stream, Jeff, that, basically, what was affected by the CIA, the FBI, mainstream media, social media and everything is consistent with things that they have done in affecting regime change. This is why migrants who've come to this country and they see what has happened to America and they go, Oh, my God. Now we get... That's what they did in Venezuela. That's what they did in Cuba.
Right.
That's what they did. And they go... Right. And then you look and behind, and you pull back the veil, and the common denominator is our own CIA. So
yeah,
they're doing it to us.
Come here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they come here thinking that they're going to the land of freedom, and they're finding some of the same problems that they left in their home countries, which is amazing. And, yeah, speaking of, it was interesting, speaking of all of these issues with our government and their involvement in what goes on here and overseas and working in a very nefarious direction, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., in his announcement speech this week, brought up some of those issues. And it was interesting to hear that from a Democrat for once. I mean, we've been hearing it from Donald Trump and Republicans, but even, you know, common sense, honest Democrats are pointing that out also. So I was pleased to hear it.
Well, Robert Kennedy Jr. has personal experience to that end. His uncle,
exactly.
I believe his uncle was assassinated because he threatened the deep state.
Right. Right.
And this is, and more and more as we're, you know, as the truth is coming out all these years later, again, the common denominator is the CIA. As one expert said, who has been studying this, you know, quite fervently for, you know, the last 8 years, said, you know, what you have to remember about the CIA, they are, they're authorized to lie. The whole idea of plausible deniability, which Hillary Clinton echoed, as you recall, came from the CIA. And this is probably what's going to get Merrick Garland out of trouble as well, is he's going to hold to that doctrine of plausible deniability and not be held liable for lying and committing a felony.
And it seems like those on the left, those behind all these lies, those behind all this deception, this targeting of Trump, what's been going on for ever since he came down that escalator, they're always protected, Bill. They never face justice. It's always weaponized against the other side, which is why in our poll, that was one of the real problems, top problems that folks identified. And that is something,
well,
if Donald Trump gets back in there, he needs to make that a top priority in the cleanup that that deep state and get rid of these folks that have been around for so long and are so powerful.
Exactly. This is why your audience is so exceptional, Jeff. And I thank you so much. It's an honor to be sharing our audiences together when we have these kind of conversations. Jeff Cuere has been our guest. Thank you. Take care. God bless.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man. your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. She is Dr. Joni DeBrito. She's back with us, the licensed mental health professional and frequent Focus on the Family contributor. Joni, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thanks so much. I'm doing well, Bill.
Well, in light of all that our culture is being impacted by right now, clearly, it would appear the demonic is running amok. Even movies recently released, Nefarious, reminds us of the power of the demonic and what it is doing to our kids and what it's doing to our families. And this is what has caused me, Joni, to, you know, champion the cause for all of us to return to first principles. Mm-hmm. And by that, we've got to go back to in the beginning, right?
Right.
That those powerful words that open up Scripture. That it is so important that we've lost sight of that. Even in, you know, a couple chapters forward, God is having the conversation with Cain, and he says to him, if you do right, will it not go well for you? This is first principle stuff. And if we lose sight of what is foundational and what's most important, then things are running amok. And I believe this is why, before our eyes, that our families are unraveling, and the heartbreak that some are able, you know, to realize if they haven't become so seared in their sin and their conscience to not see the obvious. Otherwise, those who have not been so debilitated, it's crushing to see their daughters, their sons committing suicide, opting for, you know, transgender operations, just absolute madness, crime, you know, just go right on down the list. The very thing that God told us what would happen if we didn't put him first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. We definitely see a lot of assault on the family and a lot of people suffering within their family relationships, for sure.
Yeah. And Joni, you said that our loving God, our Father, created the perfect design for families. Wow. I mean, what government? You're going to look to some government? You're going to look to some even religious institution that has a better idea than the Father himself?
No. Yeah, I think that there is that important design that has been shown over and over and over and verified by research, that the best family systems are those where there is a mother and a father taking care of their children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we say a married mother and father. Because,
correct,
again, marriage is an institution that didn't come from man. God himself instituted the sacrament of marriage, right? Again, fitting with what the Father has in terms of those things that we honor that are right, righteous, then we get to partake in the fruit of said righteousness, right?
Right. And you know what's so beautiful about it is that we as Christians know that that was God's design. And anyone who wants to argue with it, even if they don't come from a Christian perspective, there's ample research, volumes and volumes of decades of research that show that the best situations for children are being raised by a mother and a father in a committed marriage.
Yes, exactly. And I would dare say, Joni, yes, the responsibility falls on people who say they're Christians. If you say you're a Christian, then be a Christian. Honor this, okay? I mean, look it. I get it. We make mistakes, but God has built into the system a way for us to be redeemed from said mistakes, right?
Right.
We don't have to accept that as the final chapter. Because as I often remind our audience, Joni, is that I've become a but God Christian. Because when I get to that point and I think, I messed up so bad, I don't know how God's going to forgive me. And then I read in the Bible, when things are all dark and bleak and hopeless, there's that powerful transitionary phrase that says, but God.
Right.
And so that has made me a but God Christian. Mm-hmm. Because I've messed up. I've made my slew of mistakes. But I am shouting from the timbers that we, as people, men and women of faith who say we're Christians, if you say you're Christian, then be a Christian. Okay? Be committed to these first principles. Because the reason culture is going by way that it is because we don't have a lot of examples saying, oh, that's what being a Christian is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a family. Wow, I love that your family is so united. And, of course, you can talk to the mom and dad off the record and say, how's it going? They go, oh, it's fun. Because it is. I mean, life is messy in this humanoid existence, but God.
Right.
But for the grace of God. And that's committing and holding to those first principles in knowing that in the beginning, God created the perfect design for families. And like we said, if we honor that, then he'll honor us, right?
He will. And unfortunately, that we see a lot of brokenness in families these days. And some of it has nothing to do with decisions people have made when you're talking about, for instance, single parenting and that sort of mm-hmm. thing. Sometimes that happens because someone gets ill and dies. And
right.
So that's obviously different from issues that happen within a marriage that bring people to a place of separation or divorce. But there
exactly.
are so many resources to help with those issues that most couples go through at one point or another in their marriage.
Mm. You see, what needs to hold true to the institution is like even the divorce process, you know, this no-fault divorce process, it makes it so easy. You just pay the attorneys a bunch of money, okay, you're mad at one another, and you go your separate ways, and the kids are left devastated. Okay, because we're not holding to the perfect design, even in our court systems, to honor, okay, all right, I get it. You know, you two knuckleheads don't want to be together and have, you know, do right by your kids that you brought into this world, and you're ready to abandon them. Well, this is the way, you know, we're going to have to force you to do something, you know, that's right by your kids, because that's your responsibility. Because because the responsibility is not only to the kids, but to society. Right?
Right.
So I think that,
Bill, is that there are lots of things that people can do to mm-hmm. help their children and help themselves if they find themselves in that situation for whatever reason. And that's the important thing beyond the fact that we want them to honor what God's design is. We also want them to, you know, have the resources and have the fortitude to respond in a way that is least damaging to their children and also uplifting for them, for their mental health, their children's mental health, and so forth.
Exactly. Well, I agree with that. I think it's reasonable, again, when you look at it and going back to God's perfect design and honoring that and honoring the children that you bring into this world, that it's just not about, you know, spousal support or family support and paying off attorneys. I mean, that's the least of it. The critical thing is the children. What are we doing? How are they being honored? And I get it that there's all kinds of circumstances. I mean, even Jesus answered the tough question when he said, well, wait a minute, why did Moses allow for divorce? He said, it was never God's plan. Divorce was never God's plan. But it's for the hard-heartedness. It's the hard hearts of humanity. And so, you know, it's like, why should your hard heart impact, you know, your progeny and the society that they're left with?
Right. Yeah. Well, I think that when divorce does happen, there are some things that we need to keep in mind in terms of helping kids. Is that something that you'd like to talk about at this point?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a couple minutes left. I mean, you're the licensed mental health professional. I'm the idiot, you know, radio guy who's loaded up with all kinds of mistakes and everything like that. Because I'm not speaking from a position and posture of I got it all figured out. I'm speaking the truth from experience and my own mistakes.
Well, just so you know, I don't have it all figured out either. I don't think any of us do. But I do have some ideas, and that is that.
Please.
If you are affected by divorce, to really talk with kids openly about what's going to happen or happening in age-appropriate language so that they understand and are not shocked. Assure them that their parents will always love them, and do not involve them in the disputes between the parents. That's really crucial. But the other thing that's super important, Bill, is to minimize the number of changes they need to make and the number of transitions they need to make, because divorce requires a lot of changes. They may have to change schools, change homes, change states that they live in, that kind of thing. And all of those things are going to be really difficult for the parents involved, but also for children. And so as much as parents can help minimize those changes and transitions, that's helpful. And then seeking support for them. One thing that a lot of parents forget about is that most schools have mental health services these days. And so if they're going through a divorce and they are strapped for cash for counseling, they can seek out that help at school through a school social worker, a school counselor, a school psychologist, etc. And that can at least help them to maybe process through what they're going through. And then for everyone involved, there has to be focus on self-care. So focus on eating well, staying hydrated, getting plenty of rest, probably reducing schedules because the schedules cause their own level of stress.
Exactly.
And at the same time they're reducing schedules, also sticking with established routines as much as possible.
Well, I love the focus on the family. And, Joni, as you point out, there are many resources available. We've got 10 seconds left. Direct our audience where they can go for more information and gain access to said information.
Sure. FocusOnTheFamily.com/resources -single-parenting/, and then for the counseling line, 855.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying